Good morning, all you mamma jammas. Let's get this party started. Welcome to the Deputy Dan Morning Show. Who knows what we're going to get into? You never know what we're going to get into. I don't know what we're going to get into, but we're going to get into something. I appreciate everybody being here. Oh, you hear that? That's the sirens. That means you guys are locked up, and now you got to sit back and enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody. Hopefully, everybody's doing great. Welcome to the Deputy Dane Morning Show. Let's get this podcast started. I'm pretty excited about this one, I guess. Excited about them all. We're getting things going. I don't know. We're on Tiki Talkie Live right now. Saying hello to all of our friends. Hello, friends. They're not saying hello right now, but they're there. Oh, Crystal says hello. Hello, Crystal. It's good to see you, Crystal. We met her on the side of the road. Her last name is Metheny. Hello, Crystal Metheny. All right, as I said before, we are on Tiki Talkie Live. Hello, Thin Blue Line. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome. We got Thin Blue Line on the line. Hello there. It's good to see you. So we're all just hanging out here on TikTok Live. At the same time, we're making this podcast. I'm pretty excited about making this podcast with all y'all. And hopefully you enjoy the podcast. But some of the things I'd like to talk to you about today is why I'm doing this voice, and I can't even stop doing this voice. I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but I'm doing it. But let's stop, Dane. There we go. All right, we're done with that voice. Whew, I don't know. Sometimes I get stuck in these voices, and I can't stop doing them. I don't know. I need the hat. I don't want to wear the hat. You can't make me wear the hat. But so we're talking about this Oliver Anthony song, how I can't use Oliver Anthony song. That's some high quality HU I did. Thanks, Chris. Don't get me off on a tangent, okay? So we're talking about how I can't use this song all because I'm law enforcement. And it shows the ignorance that people have in law enforcement, just the fact that I'm state and local law enforcement. Oh, Crystal with the turkey. Thank you for that turkey and the turkey baker. I appreciate that. I can't use it because I am law enforcement, mind-blowing. Thin Blue Line, 100%, I'm going to use it no matter what, for sure. Thin Blue Line says you can use whatever you like, and I agree. It just kills me that people are that ignorant that they don't understand the difference between state and local and the difference between fed government and fed law enforcement. I'm just the same as anybody else. I have to pay taxes on my sweet wages I already make. So, taking that much away from me already when I don't make a whole lot, but yet everyone's saying I'm a rich man and it doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. It doesn't at all, but it people, I don't even know what to say. I had a lady, I had a lady, man, this isn't going to make any sense when people listen to this, and I'm on TikTok and these people are giving me gifts on here. Hello, Shirley. I had a lady that's riding a horse with a dog with her and told me in one of my comments that, shut up, pussy. You aren't a minor. That blows my mind because that lady's not a minor and she's used that song several times. So I don't know, like, how that works. Maybe she's used her cave for a bunch of miners, if you know what I'm saying. Maybe she hangs out at the local watering hole and her cave is mined by the miners. I don't know. No, thank you. What's going on, Ryan? I don't understand that. That just doesn't make sense to me. So we're trying this out. We're doing the TikTok live while doing this. I don't know if this is going to come out well or not. I figure we'll try this, see if this works out well. If it works out well, then we'll keep doing it this way. If not, then no. But my good friend said here that it's a minor train. Like, whoa. I feel you, Ryan. I feel you. Good morning, Susan. How are you doing this morning? It kills me, though, the amount of people that, like, want to spread the negativity without even worrying about anything else. Like, worry about yourself. don't worry about me playing some song that you don't like me playing this song. But, yeah.
All right, guys. We tried to do that a little bit. It was a little bit too distracting for me. We didn't have enough comments coming in, so it was kind of hard for me to do it. So, it was neat. We'll try it. If you guys like the beginning of it, maybe I'll try to get us more, and I'll have a scheduled live, and we'll get more comments coming in, because it's kind of hard in the null with the nothing going on, and I'm just sitting there. So let's go back onto this song. So I post a video with this song that Oliver Anthony, his Oliver Anthony Music is the name of his music company, but that's actually not his name. A lot of people really don't know that. His real name is, hold on, let me pull back up. No, it's Lunsford, hold on. Where the hell is it? Sorry guys, I'm getting there. I had it, and now I can't find it. I don't want to butcher his name. His name is actually Christopher Anthony Lunsford. His grandfather was actually Oliver Anthony, and it was dedicated to him. So his whole music label name persona was dedicated to his grandfather. And it's crazy. It's crazy how everybody thinks that they know everything, and everybody feels that they should be on top. You know, I got so many of these comments, like, just a bunch of negative comments. Let me find a few of them. I'll be right back. Here's a good example. This is a good example. Imagine thinking this song relates to you while you enforce the edicts of those rich men north of Richmond. Last time I checked, I'm state and local law enforcement. I don't do things. I'm not the strong arm for these rich men he's talking about. I understand some people are too ignorant to understand that they think everybody that is in law enforcement is automatically the government, and that's just ignorance. Yes, we do work technically for the quote-unquote government. I didn't get in to go, I can't wait to help these politicians out. I know the politicians lie to us as much as you know this. I don't have anything to do with these politicians. That's not why I got into law enforcement. And it's crazy how ignorant some of these people are. And it's mind-blowing. They'd rather just sit here and live in this just negative nonsense, not realizing what's really going on. You know, you're focusing on, oh, this song, it speaks to me. Well, these people don't work in mines either. You know, like, nowhere in the song does it actually say you have to be a minor to listen to this song. Nowhere does it say you can't have this song resonate with you. How many of these fools listen to gangster rap but have never been anywhere that gangsters are, quote-unquote, or anywhere that could be challenging to them? A lot of these people listen to so many of these songs, but just because this one hit with them and it's a number one hit right now and everybody loves this song, even though he didn't want this song to be this. He didn't make this song to be huge. He made this song for himself, for the stuff he battles mentally and with his alcohol addiction. And he admits that. He admits that he battles these, and this is how he copes with this. But there's so many people that would rather look at it and go, man, I feel you. The man's trying to hold me down. No one's holding you down. You're holding yourself down. If you can't get out there and do better, and you're not being better, that is on you. Anybody can go out there and push and be the best they can, and that is on them. If you don't do it, don't blame the government because you didn't do things with your life. Do it. Say F the government and do it. It's not that big of a deal. It's mind-blowing how many people want to blame somebody else instead of taking their own lashings. This day and age, we've changed it to where there's no consequences for your actions, and if you've ever told no, it's the end of the world. I deal with these kids day in and day out where these parents won't tell them no, or the schools won't tell them no because they get funding to have these kids that are troubled kids in their classes. What in the hell is that? What in the hell? Mind-blowing. And that's the kind of things that we're dealing with. But he just did an interview recently explaining everything about what he was... He didn't make this. Quote, what he actually stated, there's nothing special about me. I'm not a good musician. I'm not a very good person. I've spent the last 5 years struggling with mental health and using alcohol to drown it. I am sad to see the world in the state it is in. with everyone fighting each other. I have spent many nights feeling hopeless that the greatest country on earth is quickly fading away. So this man makes this song, and he's telling you his internal struggles that he's dealing with. He's dealing with these struggles, and he's telling you right here in this interview, I didn't make it for anybody. I made it because I'm tired of dealing with the stuff I'm dealing with. I'm tired of seeing the world come out. It's a terrible time. And then these people go, well, this song's not about you, it's about me. Well, right there is exactly what this song is about. You are 100% correct. This song is exactly what he's talking about. Because you took it to the point where you say this is about me, it's not about somebody else, when that's dividing us even more. He even goes on to say, that being said, I hate the way the internet has divided all of us. The internet is a parasite that infects the minds of humans and has their way with them. Hours wasted, goals forgotten, loved ones sitting in the houses with each other distracted all day by technology made by the hands of other poor souls in sweatshops and foreign lands. When is enough enough? When are we going to fight for what is right again? Millions have died protecting the liberties we have for freedom of speech. It's such a precious gift. Never in this world history has the world had the freedom it currently does. Don't let them take it away from you. Listen to that. No time in the world have we had the freedom that we have now. Don't let it get taken. But yet you are trying to silence me because I do this song. I don't silence you. Play whatever you want to play. People like this that want to spread negativity are the first ones to call people out. But if you call them out, they'll cry in the corner.
You don't say that to me. You don't say that. I don't want you to say that. It's mean to me and it hurts my feelings.
Crazy. Listen to the song, enjoy the song. If you don't like the song, don't listen to the song. If you don't like the person playing the song, don't watch that person. Go find somebody else. It kills me. It kills me. It's for blue-collar men and women that go out there and bust their ass every day, and there's the rich keep getting richer. I don't know if you guys know this. Majority of law enforcement are not rich. Majority of us are living paycheck to paycheck. Majority of us have to work several jobs just to be able to make the living. And then people go, well, just quit. We didn't take this job for the money. We took this job because we love to help others. We took this job because we do this job. It's not a job to us. It was a calling for us. We love this. And we love to help others. And there are, just like in any profession, we have down days. My video was talking about, I don't get paid enough to deal with the crap I deal with. It's a joke. And people lose their ever-living mind. Crazy. Like they've never bitched about their job. They've never anything. Well, then quit. You quit too. We'll all quit. Nobody will work. That's what's going on now anyway. I'm actually out here working, and I got people on welfare making more money than me, and they don't do anything but sit at their house. And they're able-bodied. I go to these houses, and they're able-bodied. They're going to these meat markets and using their welfare to buy a crazy amount of meat when I'm going there trying to figure out what I can afford, what's on our list that we can get. How can we keep our family fed for the month? And yet you're getting all this free stuff and you don't do anything. Crazy. Crazy times we're in. Crazy. And then now the cops are the bad guys. The criminals are the good guys. One of my favorites. Oh, I love these. A cop, when you disgrace this uniform, your uniform's cut off you. If you disgrace this uniform and you get arrested, that uniform will be cut off you. And you will be put in handcuffs. There are people, when they start that video, they hate that guy. They're looking at that guy going, oh, look at that pig. He's an effing pig. Oh, my God, look at that cop. But as soon as they start cutting the stuff off and put him in handcuffs, now he's a criminal. And people are like, oh, my God, you shouldn't disrespect him like that. Like, what in the fuck are we doing these days? How is this going on? As he's a cop, I fucking hate him. Until I need him. And then when he's a criminal, ah, poor guy. He was a pillar of society. He did all these good things for the community. But if he kept doing those good things, you would still hate him. How is this going on? How is this the fucking normal? How? It baffles me. Baffles me. This dude right here has turned down an $8 million contract because that's not why he made this music. Now, I mean, could there be more to it? Most likely. I mean, there could be waiting for a bigger thing. I don't know. He says he lives in a 27-foot camper with a tarp on the roof that he got off Craigslist for $750. Maybe he does. I don't know. I'm not judging the man. He makes good music. He makes people happy, and he makes people feel that. If you feel a song, no matter what that song is, if you feel a song and you're listening to it and you feel it in your soul, that song was meant for you. The Fuck the Police song. I like Fuck the Police. But if I play it, people are like, you can't play that. Actually, I can, because I'm thinking about other things. Because guess what? My wife does Fuck the Police. So if you don't like it, you don't like it. It kills me. Can't tell me what I can't listen to. You know, I'm a real dad. Unless you are, you went to get cigarettes, you never came back. And I really miss you. You never played ball with me. I thought we were going to do big things. You just left me. These people are the first ones to sit there and call 911, though. That's what kills me. You know when the neighbor's music is too loud and their wife is bitching in their ear, because somehow they got a wife. Their wife is bitching in their ear that their neighbor's music is too damn loud. You know damn well that dude's like, okay, Becky, I'll call him. Don't tell anybody I did it, though, okay? On the phone, 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my neighbors are back at it again. They got their music so damn loud, and I can't hear anything. And really what it is it pisses my wife off, and it pisses my wife off. My life is a living hell, and I just can't do this anymore. All right, sir, we'll get people right over. And also, could you do me a favor? Make sure this stays anonymous. I can't have people know that I'm the one that called. You know, I mean, it kind of goes against my narrative. I've kind of got a big following. I've got about 3,000 followers on TikTok, and we talk about how we don't call you. So if you could please definitely not put my name out there, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Okay, thank you. Becky, they're on their way.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Becky. Now let me get back to my damn Dungeons & Dragons. I'm playing, okay? Okay, guys. Who's up next? Let's roll the dice. They're the first ones. If you look back at there's a riot. There's a guy with a Molotov cocktail. He's going to throw it into this building. As soon as he starts to throw it, the owner comes out with a chainsaw. Hell yeah, in my opinion. You come out with a chainsaw. Hell yeah. What kind of haunted house scary shit is this? And homeboy comes out with a chainsaw. Fantastic. Fantastic. The first thing the dude with the Molotov cocktail says is, somebody call the cops. Do what? Hold on now. You just said, F the police, and you're doing this riot and stuff for defund the police, and then as soon as some dude comes up against you, now you say, no, just kidding. I need you guys. Don't go away. Unless my friend's around, I can't. And I'm going to have to say, fuck you guys. Kills me. A lot of these same people that cry about this are the same people that'll be losing their shit when there is no police. Eventually, cops are going to take enough. I make $36,000 a year. $36,000 a year to get hate on TikTok, on social media, which some people say I shouldn't do it. You're right. Shouldn't, probably. I don't know. It's how I deal. Like this gentleman writes songs, I deal with it. Social media and making other people smile and laugh is how I deal with my own mental struggles. So, fuck you and the horse you rode on, little lady with your schnauzer dog. You just F off. I do. I'm going to do what I want. But these people, if there was no cops, because the cops all get fed up of the bullshit for the amount of money that we make, I can go to Walmart and be one of those dudes that checks receipts and make about what I make with this and have better retirement and everything. But I stay in it because I love this job and I love helping others. If I wasn't there, if every man and woman wasn't there doing it, all these people that talk about they're such badasses and they don't need the cops, you will have nobody to stop anybody coming for you. And it comes down to the aspect of not just, yeah, I might not catch them in the act. Because, let's be honest, a lot of time that's not how it happens, but we get them later. But think about it this way. If people who are criminals knew there was no consequences to their actions, they are going to come. If they know there's no cop that's going to come for them, they will come do whatever they want. And if you're a woman or you have children that are little girls, I'm telling you right now, this world is a sick place. When you work this profession, you realize how sick and demented this world is. You see men and women do things to other human beings that never should happen. Taking advantage of people and doing things to children that should never happen. And that's why I got in this job. I didn't get in this job to go, I really hope that Biden tells me what to do today. I'm going to sit here until he tells me what to do. He's stuttering again. I don't know what the fuck he's telling me, but I'm going to sit here for a little bit longer and we'll see. No. I did this job to stop the sick sons of bitches that are out there getting our children. The sick sons of bitches that are out there beating their wives. That's why I did this. I didn't get in this job to sit here and say, what can I do for my politicians? That's not why I did it. I have stopped some sick sons of bitches that I know that they'll never lay another hand on a child. And that makes me where I can sleep at night. There are a lot of men and women in this profession or any first responder profession that have seen things that people will never understand. And then you spread hate to them. Yesterday we had a bad car wreck. Terrible car wreck. I was heading home. I had already stayed late several hours. But again, I was writing search warrants. Writing search warrants for items containing child porn. So as I'm writing this search warrants and doing everything I need to do for this, I stayed way later than I should that day. Just way over my hours. Halfway home, I hear a bad wreck come out. And I heard it sounded bad. So what I do, I flip my lights on and I head back out. Did I have plans for the day? 100%. But could I go there and maybe help somebody? Could someone be bleeding out and I could be the last person they see and you could try to just give them a little bit of comfort? 100% I'm going to go. So I get to this scene, look at the car. As I'm walking up to the car, I'm wondering, okay, how many bodies we have? Someone's died in this. No one died. The worst that would happen is one guy had a little bit of a couple scratches on his face. One of the cars he hit had a Jesus license plate, and that was the first thing I saw when I was going up to the thing. And I thought to myself, well, hopefully he's here with y'all today. And that's before I knew anything. I get to the car, the dude's in the seat, he's bleeding, and he had hit a camping trailer, and there was a piece of tin that went through the windshield. Both his tires are gone, the whole car's jacked up. And a piece of tin went through his windshield where he was sitting, and all he got was a couple scratches. I mean, he was bleeding profusely. Face scratches. They bleed. That man easily could have died. Every first responder that came up to the scene after I got there, they're like, all right, how many sick 30s do we have? Which means, how many dead bodies do we have? And the look in their face was the same I know mine was when I said zero. I'm looking at these other first responders, goes, actually none. And we all were like, no effing way. And this is a day-to-day across the United States, men and women see this shit and try to help people, but yet still get shit on by people that have no idea. People that got a speeding ticket, so now they hate cops, even though it was their actions that got them the damn speeding ticket in the first place. It's just a crazy, crazy world we're in. Crazy. And it's just getting crazier. It's just getting worse. Things are going to get worse. There's going to be more dividing. The internet is dividing us more than people realize. The media is dividing everybody. Everybody. If you're white, you should hate blacks. If you're black, you should hate whites. If this and that and this and that. And they're actually creating more hate than what's actually out there. And some people are too ignorant. That's why I don't even know new events. I don't watch the media. I got rid of the media. It's just negativity. Just crazy. I'd have social media, obviously. I'm on TikTok, and I do this, and I do that. But I don't sit there and listen to the news anymore. I don't turn on the news as I'm getting ready in the morning and go, what's going on? You can't do it. It's shit. It's just shit everywhere. Just shit. But it is what it is. Speaking of that, you know another thing is shit. Oh, Copper on TikTok is going to have a live of phobias on Sunday. So we started looking at stuff. This is the biggest bag of dicks you could ever have. A phobia for long words. A fear for long words. You think that would be a short word, right? No, nay, nay. Let's go ahead and throw out the longest word you could throw out there for a fear of fucking long words. Damn, we're dark people. It's kind of funny, though. So the word is hippopotamus strosis equipoidophobia. But I don't know. It's HIPPOPOTOMONSTROSESQUIPPEDALIOPHOBIA. And that's the fear of long words. What got us on this is my fear of mustard. I have a rational fear of mustard. I have no idea why I have this fear. My wife, if there's something she don't want me to touch, she can put the little mustard jar in front of it, mustard container, whatever, that little squeezy thing in front of it. I'm not going to touch what's behind it. It's got to the point where it's funny. When I was working in the jail, you weren't allowed to have stuff in your cells. You're not allowed to have food in your cells because there was an ant problem. So we would do our shakedowns, and part of that was making sure there's no food. And boy, you throw some honey buns away from somebody or you take their spread away, they'll get pissed. So we go to this jail cell. My partner's like looking at me, and there's a packet of mustard. He's like, well, touch it. I was like, I can't touch that. And he knew. He knew I had this phobia. He'd been messing with me for a while, and I was like, I'm not touching that shit. He's like, you have to. You have to touch it. I was like, I'm not touching that shit, man. So then we're sitting there, and I was like, I know this. I got this. I called the inmate in there. I don't remember his name. I was like, hey, Stevens, get in here. I talked to him like a upset parent. You've let me down. You let me down, Stevens. What do I do? I don't have any drugs. Oh, you let me down, Stevens. What are you not supposed to have in the cell? Drugs? I go, no, yeah, drugs. Yeah, that's correct. What else? Food? 100%. What is this? That'd be a mustard packet. I go, you really let me down, Stevens. Get it and throw it away. Okay, is that it? Yep, grab that mustard packet and you throw it away. You really just disappointed me today. You really upset me. I mean, come on now. I had to. It was fantastic. I was cracking up. But hey, it's a way I found around it. I was pretty pumped about it. I was like, I don't have to touch that nasty ass mustard packet. Nope, not for me. Sorry, guys. I know today was kind of a rant. It's just my Tiki Talk has been blown up all about me liking the song. And people say that I'm not allowed to like it because I'm a cop. But, okay. Okay. Whatever. Either way, guys, I appreciate this. This is the second episode. If you like the first, where we're kind of doing a little bit of live talking to everybody, let me know. If I can fix anything, let me know. Any topics you want to talk about, let me know. These will get better. We'll get through it. Everybody, thank you so much for all the support. Have a great weekend, or week, actually. This is going to come out Monday. Have a great week. Everybody stay safe, and thank you again. I appreciate you all so, so much. Stay safe.